that life. All about lifestyle, relationships, cause, and get. From Cassie to the bird.
From Cassie to the bird.
It's that time of the day again. It's time for Black Life. I'm by myself just for now. Vilmarie is on her motorcycle or something. I heard that she was racing against a McLaren S650. And I think she whipped it, but she wasn't on a gusto. So she's on her way, in spite of what you heard from the Casper guys saying the blacks aren't here. How crazy is that? You know, they're being unruly like the EFF. Nonetheless, there's a lot of things that we want to talk about in today's version of Black Life, the show. You're with me, Dumisha Masha, and welcome to it. So many things to discuss. How crazy was what happened at Parliament last night? I mean, I think we all expected a little bit of drama, a little bit of intrigue, a little bit of a soap opera, but I think instead we got an action movie, which was like, what the F happened? That's what I thought, and I think that's what the president kind of almost said out loud. So that was very interesting. That was very exciting. If you didn't get to see it, really go onto YouTube, check it out. You can, if you love the EFF, then it might be a bit painful because they got a bit of a beatdown. If you don't like the EFF, then it'll be really wonderful to see Julius Malema getting his chubby ass kicked all over Parliament. Another thing that we're going to be discussing is exactly what happened with Vilmarie this very afternoon. I was there. I watched the whole thing. It was absolutely amazing. They don't call her the speed queen for nothing, because I tell you what, that lady knows how to ride. I saw the vehicle that she was driving up against, which was a McLaren S650, as I said. I mean, that's a very, very fast car, and it sounds amazing as well. And then I saw the bike, and I wasn't sure. And she just whipped it like it wasn't even there. It was amazing. She was just absolutely out of this world. So please make sure that you give us a call. You can on 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. You can hit us up on WeChat. You know, our WeChat ID is Cliff Central. So if you want to say something to us via WeChat, feel free. We are at Cliff Central. Of course, we're on Facebook at Cliff Central. Instagram is Cliff Central as well. And Twitter, our handle is at Cliff Central. Calm. And of course, if you want to talk to me directly on Twitter, I am at Dumisha Masha. If you also want to discuss anything with MonoBC, it's at MonoBC. And of course, Vilmarie's Twitter handle is at Speed Queen SA, or rather SA Speed Queen. So that's SA Speed Queen, at SA Speed Queen for Vilmarie. Just before I came in, though, that was a really great song. I enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Duncan, and everyone from the Casper team. You guys are amazing. I love that song, man. Detroit versus everybody. I don't know. Detroit versus everybody. Here's a song that I'm really loving at the moment from the first time I heard it. You know, Kanye West said you can't find love at a strip club, but I don't know about that because, you know, I'm about to incriminate myself. Well, the strip clubs I've heard about, there's some people there who are very, very lovable. And if indeed you're ever to go to a strip club, wouldn't you like to see somebody that looks so beautiful that Usher would have to make a song about them? Here we go. I don't mind, because I really don't.
Yeah.
At all. I don't. I don't mind. She dance on the pole. Go ahead, baby.
This is your thing. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a shawty. I don't mind when you work until three. If you
Black Life, all about lifestyle, relationships, cause, and get. From Cassie to the bird.
From Cassie to the bird.
Black Life. Yeah, we're back with it. You're back on Black Life. I have a wonderful guest in the studio, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. I've also got somebody in the studio that you'd love to hear from. Say what's up, dog.
Hey, I like how you're introducing me to, yes, my own show.
Well,
hello,
you know,
everybody.
You
Freaky Friday.
I was so worried that BC wasn't going to come. Actually, I don't know what I mean. I was worried. I was kind of like joyful that maybe he wasn't going to be here because I didn't want to deal with him. You know, sometimes you're like my Julius Malema. I know how the president feels, and in fact the ANC feels.
You're reading my mind.
Because you are reading my mind. Julius Malema. And today you're wearing...
You don't know what I'm going to say. You are reading my mind.
You see. That's what he said last night. Do you want me to throw you out, man?
Huh? You are reading my mind.
And you're wearing something pinkish, reddish, I don't know.
Treat everyone as an individual. those members are individuals. You need to treat everyone as an individual.
But that was fun, though. Did you watch it? Did you watch it live, or did you catch it later?
No, that was, I watched it live as and when it was happening. How could you not watch it live?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of the times people don't want to watch the State of the Nation address because it does seem like it's going to be just terribly boring. But last night really did not disappoint because it was absolutely dramatic and amazing and so much fun. But I must say, if you had to pick a side, which side were you on?
Look, I was on the maturity side. I think...
Okay, that's a very diplomatic answer.
Yes, no, it is. And I'll tell you why I'm going to be diplomatic about it.
Okay, tell me.
The ANC did not do themselves any favors yesterday by what they did.
Okay.
They knew that these kids were going to come and they didn't plan for them.
So what do you think they should have done, though? I mean, if you say they didn't do themselves any favors, because I think they were at a point where, in terms of lawlessness and, you know, standing up on point of privilege and point of correction and points of order and that sort of thing.
Right.
If you look at the parliamentary law, all those points were actually wrong from the EFF side. Point of order is about correcting what maybe the speaker or whoever is speaking, not the speaker of parliament, was saying. A point of privilege is actually about, like, I need some water or the seat's not comfortable or can we turn down the air conditioning? So it wasn't the right place to be asking about paying back the money, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And also, as Jacob Zuma, how much money should he pay back? Because that has not been established. What was security?
Then what expenses? Law did they use to exit everyone out the way they did?
Well, I think the law that they use, and I stand to be corrected here, because what happened last night was unconventional, everything about it, from the beginning to the end. But the law that they did use, and I sound like I'm so pro-ANC, I hope they're listening, because I want that tender. But really, if I was to be on that side, I'd say that at the end of the day, the law that they stood on was, if you're going to be unruly in parliament, there is a law that you can't be actually removed. And if you don't want to leave, when you're asked to leave by the speaker, they can physically remove you, which is what happened yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm still on my point. Like, Balega could have handled that better. It exposed for me her leadership, for one, and her co-counsels didn't do any favors. I mean, they were shouting at NCOP members of the NCOP, sit down. Member, I mean, you don't do that. You're stooping down to the level that these kids wanted to stoop down to.
I still haven't heard exactly what you were thinking that should have happened.
Yeah, look, I mean, they could have handled it differently.
How? What would you have done?
What would I have done?
Yeah, you're in charge. We're giving you the keys.
Well, we will discuss this matter post what has to happen now.
However, as a point of correction and a point of order, we have been trying to speak to the president and ask him, when is he going to bring back the money? And we have not received that question or the answer to that question.
He must tell us whether he e-wallets or he transfers the
exactly.
money.
Exactly. So what do you do then?
But listen, I mean, let's get this show on the road first, and then
We're on the road. Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
Like, speak about stuff that's post. You know, we will address this thing, or if the president, if they're not satisfied with what the president has said, I mean, let them take it offline. But right now, we're here to do this. And for me, like I said, I saw a different side of the ANC that I didn't like.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think that's that. Nobody won actually yesterday with what happened.
Well, Julius won because he managed to get other opposition. He exposed the system.
Well, for me, I think that Julius didn't really win either, because at the end of the day, he got kicked out. You know, that's what happened.
Yeah.
He got kicked out, and even though
the DA, you violated human rights.
Human rights. There are no human rights there. When you've been asked to leave something, it's like if you have to be kicked out of a nightclub, is it not a human right for you to be kicked out if you're unruly?
Yeah.
No, the bouncer's dragging you out and you're like, what about my human rights?
Yeah.
You left your human rights at the door when you decided to be unruly.
Rights of admission reserve, they have that sign. So it's okay. They've kind of protected themselves. Just the ANC handled it wrong.
Okay.
Period.
You know what? I'm going to just, let's leave it there. But we are
you
open
ask my opinion
to the discussion.
And then you are like, let's leave it there, Mr. Diplomatic. Huh? Did you get diplomatic rights to tenders?
I don't think it's really about the tender or anything like that. I just think that, yes, the ANC could have done better, but I'm going to wear my heart in the sleeve here. I just think that the EFF has done nothing since they've come to parliament except be unruly. As far as the DA is concerned, they have always been the opposition party that is telling us what is wrong with the government, but have not told us what they would do right, especially how can you be such a hypocrite and tell us about fraud and corruption when in the Western Cape there is a fraud and corruption issue right now with a tender that was given out for 115 million rand that wasn't given out properly? So for me, I'm like, you know what, guys? That's just the pot literally calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
And maybe I just don't like Musi Mamani because I'm the only blue. Like, I'm the only black guy who's allowed to speak like this.
Yeah.
There can't be like two of us who are from Model C or private schools at the same time. You know how it is, Blue. Like, they can only invite two or three of us. Eh? We can't all get through the door at the same time. Anyway, what you looking at there, BC?
I'm trying to read my stuff from our guest. And I don't know. I agree with you. No one won. But at the same time, you know, it's taken away even the cloud of what Jay-Z had to say. And I, till today, I still don't actually know anybody who's speaking about what came out of the State of the Nation. Well, which is a pity for me because it influences our daily, you know, transactions, to call it that, or our businesses.
Well, there's a couple of things that I came away with because I was like actually paying attention, which is like 2 billion rand is going to be spent on agriculture and helping black people who want to get into agriculture access that financing and that funding to be able to actually be farmers. In terms of agriculture, our deals around the world, especially the big one that we have with China, we're going to be selling a lot more corn and apples and a few other things to China. And then if on
apple
on the
products or apples, the fruits.
Apple, the fruits, not the products, because you see, that's America. We're just talking about the stuff that you eat. And then, of course, when it comes to Home Affairs, if you haven't got your brand new ID card and you're still carrying that green ID book, you can now actually go get your card done at some of the banks that Home Affairs has deals with to do ID cards, which is fantastic. You don't have to stand in lines at Home Affairs. You can now stand in a line at F&B instead, which is maybe 1 to 2 hours as opposed to 2 to 3.
Okay. That's interesting. Speaking of Home Affairs, do you have anyone at Home Affairs? I need my passport done quickly.
No, we can hook you up. Don't worry. We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
This is why you must be careful when you say these things sometimes about, you know, the government. And then expect me to agree.
Welcome. Welcome.
Okay, but we do have a guest in the studio.
A super cool guest.
A super cool guest. What's up, guy? Tell us your name. Who are you? Why are you here? I mean, we know why, but the audience doesn't, right? Oh, hold up. I didn't even switch you on. Go ahead. Speak again. Right. Try it again.
I'm here. Good day, people. Basimzansi.
Yeah, bruh. What's up, guy?
I'm good, guys.
I'm good, man. Wow. Bill Marie just walked in as well. Hello. Looking hot as ever. I mean, like, you look like you've been in the heat. Yeah, exactly. And a bit sweaty as well. But I didn't mean hot, like hot.
Yeah, there's a funny tinge that just, you know.
Did you smell? It's like a bit tarty.
Yeah,
you
know? It's like a Pretoria.
It's It's khaki.
Sure. I can smell it.
It was hot out there.
Yes, it was.
Okay, now wait. We're just introducing our guest. Tepo. From Style Diaries with Bob. Man, you are a young person who is on the move, especially when it comes to television and film, man. Tell us about your project. In fact, first of all, tell us everything about your full name, where you're from, a piece of history, you know.
Right. All that stuff. Let's take it off.
Yeah.
The name is Tepo, M-A-T-L-O, for Matlow. I'm the director and producer for Style Diaries.
Okay.
I'm from Soweto and Constantia Kloof as well.
How can you be from Soweto and Constantia Kloof?
I live there right now.
Oh, you live there right now. But in terms of your street cred, like, you tell people you're from Soweto, and then
obviously you have to.
And then, know? Like, when it's time, you know, to be
for the high society. Now.
Yeah, you know, when you want some ladies to come and to your pool party, then you say you're from Constantia. Mm. Okay, I understand. No, I get it. Mm. Okay, tell us a bit about Style Diaries with Bob.
All right, Zanzi Style Diaries with Bob is a documentary series that showcases the beautiful world of South Africa's street style. And the popular culture as well. The show will focus on showcasing what young South Africans are doing with their personal fashion while living it up with the most hip and happening urban food and hangout spots to...
So basically, what you guys are doing and what we're seeing on what we're going to see on Mzansi Style Diaries with Bob is basically stylish, young, urban South Africans in really cool, vibey places with lots of beautiful people, once again, wearing beautiful clothes, eating tasty food.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the aim of the show.
Tell me something. Do you think that there's a market for that sort of thing in our particular country?
There is a market. There is a market. Already we've started shooting, which you can check out our blog for Style Diaries.
What's the blog?
It's Mzansi Style Diaries.
Okay.
With Bob the Stylist.
Okay.
You could also Google Bobo Ndima or Vusu Ndima. You'd also get a link from my Facebook, which I'll post now, my Instagram and Twitter page as well.
Okay, cool. That's fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing more of that just a bit later in the show. But I've got another question for you in the meantime. In terms of like Style Diaries with Bob and that sort of thing, we've seen young people right now coming out and really doing different things with fashion, especially on the continent. Are you guys going to touch on the rest of Africa, or is it only going to be based in South Africa? Or is this only based in South Africa?
That's the plan. That's the plan. We're willing and we are focusing on touching the African parts of Africa as well, of the continent, actually. We will touch Africa, starting in Angola.
You'll touch Africa in what way? Sometimes I want to touch.
In a good way. In
oh, okay.
A good way.
Okay, sometimes
in a good way,
I want to touch
Azania. Inspiring and education.
But you want to touch Africa, I feel you. I know
absolutely,
what you mean.
Absolutely. If you feel me, if you know what I mean, then there we go.
Sorry, I just jumped in right there. Yeah. So basically, you're going to go into the rest of Africa, and also the African diaspora, the people who are from Africa, who are in South Africa at the moment, right?
Absolutely.
And what do you think is a differentiator when it comes to what young people are doing style wise in South Africa, Africa, and I'd say, let me say the Western world, which would be Europe and America?
All right. The differentiation is the styles from the places. Actually, the environment influences the style that you acquire, you know. From the U.S. to South Africa, things are different. Well, I've been to the U.S. I was also doing my other TV show there. Things are actually different because this side now, we are more vintage. We okay. are more with color. We are more with African color, African footprint.
African prints, yeah?
Absolutely. And our designers are also focusing on that. With Bob as well, he's the best guy to call when you want to be classic, vintage, and have the African print on you.
Okay, tell us a bit about Bob. I mean, what is he about? I mean, what makes him a great stylist? What kind of a guy is he, and why is the show based around a guy called Bob?
All right, let me quote what he said to me yesterday. We were talking, and he said to me, I actually communicate with clothes. When I look at your T-shirt, that mm-hmm. T-shirt talks to me. You know,
okay.
That's what gives him an inspiration as well. He sees what we ordinary people, especially not stylists, that we don't see.
Okay, and what do you think it is that sometimes stops young people from getting into television? What have been your challenges trying to get into television and trying to make a show like this?
Right, it's not easy though, hey? It's not easy. Definitely it is hard to get in there because of the finances. But once you get the business side of the TV show, as I'm a producer, and I'm working on that most of the time to get business people or strategic partners into our TV shows, I would say do not give up. Do not give up, do not procrastinate, and just keep on living your dream. Just keep on pushing and hard work, hustle.
But isn't it very much also who you know?
Absolutely. I was coming to that as well.
You always come up with
it's
who you know.
Know.
I mean, Vilmarie, really?
Come on,
really?
You
can't just you just can't
you
just
know.
Do it because you're just so good at what you do that it doesn't matter who you know. Like, your work speaks for itself. People from Pretoria, you gotta watch out.
Hey, problem.
They connected.
Yeah, you've got to be connected. So,
absolutely.
So, I mean, where would the kids start? How would they go about?
All right, first you should do your brief synopsis of the TV show, so that you don't just talk to people. When you meet people, you don't just talk to them and say, this is what I want to do, or this is what that's in store. Put your idea on paper and then conversate with the relevant people in the industry. I think from there you will know, or you will get an idea on where to go. But with me, what I did is I have my briefs here. Design a brief. Try and tailor make a brief to suit your sponsorship or to suit the type of environment that you want to be in.
Okay.
But Tomisha, like you, I mean, you're in the game. So you understand that industry. You know, if you come to my side of the world, I also know where to send you, you know, for the right stuff. So if so, for me, someone that knows nothing about that industry, where would I go? Firstly, let's say I do have my synopsis, everything's in place. You know, how do you...
To the bottom of the food chain.
So that you don't get, you know, sent right. from A to Z to
okay.
D.
Firstly, seek counsel. Seek counsel, seek advice. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Instagram. You can send a person who's already a TV producer, director, or an actor, actress to help you out.
So
you know,
social media is the way
to go as well.
It's something we were talking about actually in last week's show, talking about digital media and how even in advertising, the advertisers, the clients, the people with the money are going towards spending on social media.
Yes.
So do you think that the wave of the future is young television producers, people who are making content, rather instead of trying to get onto the traditional way of talking to broadcasters, putting their stuff out there on digital platforms like social media platforms as well as the web, where it's actually free, but you can attract the advertisers.
Absolutely, you can. If you have something on YouTube, what you can do is if you reach a million viewers, then people start coming to you for selling advertising space or even buying advertising space from you. So yes, if you do have the equipment, if you do have the passion and have the time, do what you can do with whatever you have at the moment, and then thereafter put it on your social media, put it on your social digital platform so that you can get exposure.
All right.
YouTube now is awesome. I mean, you can generate, literally make money from it.
Yeah, that's true. There's actually a young South African kid who now lives, is it in the UK, in London?
Yes.
And all he does is just put up content on YouTube, and he's a multimillionaire.
And they give you guidelines how to go about it, so I think it's great.
Okay.
Fantastic. You can make your own money.
Absolutely.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your experience today and your escapades out there on the roads of Gauteng. You're going particularly fast.
Very fast.
I know a couple of JMPD people would be interested to know what your speed was exactly and whether it was all legal. But before we do that, I'm gonna play your song, because I know you love this song so much. Okay, this is for you.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. I can't take it.
Stop now!
I just had to make sure you guys heard that. DC and Boomery having a fight. It was handbags at 12 o'clock.
Stop it, I like it, Boomery.
So who won?
When, today
who won,
or Tepo? Now?
Just now.
Me.
Obvious.
It's just like the ANC and EFF. No one won, actually.
Get out!
Not yet, wait.
But actually, these two would represent the DA and the EFF.
Yeah. They would. They would. Yeah.
Actually, Boomery, I never asked you, did you watch the State of the Nation address yesterday?
No.
It's not your bag, huh?
No.
Okay, so you don't know what's happening this year. You don't know how things might be affecting you.
I saw a little
you,
bit now on Twitter.
The fact that we just gave 8 billion rands, or we're giving 8 billion rands to Eskom so that they can do their upgrades.
I didn't even know, that. So
you mean up their salaries?
I buy extra candles every week, and that's it.
Okay.
Just in case.
Aren't you romantic?
Okay. I focus on other stuff. I can change.
like your top before you come to studio after you've been out in the sun all day, right?
Yeah,
just a little bit.
I see in all my pics now, with pics there before I came back, and it was like sweat dripping off my.
Yeah, you look like you're from Babetiko, sweetie.
Yeah,
Fundy Bluebill country.
Can you smell me?
The Bluebills are playing tomorrow. Talking about the Bluebills, are you going? Are you going, Vomery?
No. Why do you think? Because I'm Afrikaans and white, I watch rugby.
Well, you're Afrikaans, you're white, and you're from Pretoria. I mean, that's a powerful
formula.
Why would I not think that you know watch rugby?
That formula is like,
That's like asking someone from Soweto, who lives in Orlando, and is black, okay, if they don't watch Orlando Pirates every now and again. I mean, that just doesn't make no damn sense, Vomery. So are you going or not?
No, you're not.
Why are you not going, Vomery?
Because I don't want to date a rugby player, and I don't want to watch rugby.
Wait a minute. Just because you watch rugby means that you'll be dating a rugby player.
I quit the show.
No, 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 no.
I'm quitting this bloody show.
No, 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 no. That doesn't make any damn sense.
No, I have no interest there.
Okay, well, you know, maybe you should have some interest. I don't know why you should have interest, but it's a good idea.
Look, the only good thing, interest.
I will say one good thing.
Yeah,
that is a tough sport because those, they do get hurt. That's out of, if I have to compare to motorsport, I can tell you that those guys
get hurt more.
Often. Yeah,
they do. But with motorsport, one fall and it's all over.
Yeah, no, it could be
cauliflower ears. That's what they call them.
Yes, horrible. Why do I want to date someone? No, thank you.
Pierce Peace doesn't have cauliflower ears.
Oh, yes, he does. But he's married. And he's a Christian, Vilmarie.
What are you saying?
Like a nail.
He's married.
But he's married. So
exactly. Like,
you can't say he's a Christian and he's married. Can I introduce you?
Wink. No.
But I do know a lot of the guys from the Blue Bulls because, you know, I'm part of the family in that.
Name drop.
My
drop
wife,
that name.
Like,
Is only like related to the Ndungani brothers. So, you know, I'm Akona Ndungani. You might know him.
He's
on the wing, dreadlock guy, very good looking brother, very, very fast. He happens to play for the Blue Bulls. I'm just saying, I know the guys personally.
I know
John Mameta. I used to play there. And, you know, there was a time when I was a Blue Bulls brand ambassador. I think I still am. They just haven't invited me tomorrow.
You're panting them big time. But did I tell you I had a cook off? Or bake-off.
You know, I
thought
you were going to say something else. No. You had your cook off. Why? Why would you do that?
No, but with. Hold on. You know Bucky?
Yeah, Bucky's water.
Yes, and with. Who's the captain? The long hair?
Victor Matfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a cook off thing with Investec.
Oh, okay. This was like a couple of years ago.
That was the most.
See, if you know your rugby, you couldn't be it last week because Bucky's is actually in France playing for Toulon. But I don't know.
I'm impressed. Your general knowledge is good.
Yeah, well.
It's very
on
good.
Point.
Yeah.
I should be the. I'm the brain of CliffCentral.com.
Gareth, you heard that, right?
No, I'm Rina. Impressed. You do get yourself out in the right places, the right time, like today.
And she was supposed to be talking about that. Tell us about that. Why do they call you Speed Queen? Because if you didn't go on my Instagram, you don't know why they call this lady SA Speed Queen.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I just think she should just be general Speed Queen. But,
but
I think
there's
Speed
so
Queen
many girls
taken.
That started calling themselves that too. So I decided screw that.
They don't necessarily.
You decided what?
Screw that. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Just let the woman talk.
I'm sorry.
I did.
What did you
but
decide?
But everyone heard. I said, SA Speed Queen, that's all.
No, what did you say?
Anyway, it was awesome.
Yeah, it would be great to get back to that.
Yeah. I got the invite.
As you were saying, yeah?
They asked me, because I want to do this car versus bike thing.
Mm-hmm. Which they've done a couple of times. It was interesting today because it was actually a man in a car and a woman on a bike, which I don't think I've ever seen that combination before.
No, I don't think
it's been done. Yeah, and they want to do a bit of a... obviously all internet based fun stuff with it. So this is the first one playing a little bit with it. You know, we'll eventually go to the track as well. So this was just drag racing. But they said to me they're getting the Merc, the McLaren, what's it, the S500,
hey? It's S650. And it's got nothing to do with Mercedes. It's just the McLaren.
Yeah.
McLaren on its
own. You know, I thought, cook, this thing is fast.
It's a little bit fast.
Yeah,
it is very fast.
It is very fast. It's beautiful.
The second one that you did, the second
race.
Heat.
No, but let me tell you why.
It was very close.
Let me tell you why.
No, tell us
Let's
why.
Be fair. Because he was complaining on the start line the whole time that he couldn't get this car's launch control to work properly. So every time he's complaining that when we're both supposed to show thumbs up when we're ready. So I wait for him to show, then I show, and then she waves the flag and
that's the lady
it,
in the middle
know?
Of the road with the flag. Yeah.
So then we go. So eventually he complains with that 1-2 second interval that you know the thing
blah,
goes out
blah,
of launch
blah.
Control. So I said, okay, I tell you what, I'll say I'm ready first and then you say. And when you say she drops the flag. But then what happens is, and this is what I was scared of, that you can't hold the clutch of the bike in that position. It gets hot instantly. So you got to be ready and go. So I was holding it, waiting for him to get ready. And then what happens is it grabs. It starts grabbing, releasing. So that's what happened on the start.
What the hell kind of bike is this?
In any bike. Clutch will do that. If it gets too hot, it grabs, releases, grabs. So he's getting off. I had to kind of catch up, but I still beat him.
You didn't beat him. You kicked ass.
You thrashed him.
Yeah.
But you know what they say? A man who doesn't know what he's doing always blames his tool.
Well, I'm not blaming anything. I had a jaw.
Yeah.
No, it was. It's,
and it's not about the size
the videos,
of the tool because it was quite a big tool.
Yeah,
but it
from
just,
the videos,
you know,
I think we'll post them up. Yeah,
it's clear. Yes. Hey,
yeah,
it's
no, you had some whipped cream for breakfast.
And I still took it easy. It was my first time on this bike. I've never been
which
on
was
the
bike.
What bike was that?
MV Agusta.
Okay.
And I mean, it's the thing is as light as a feather. So if you open it too fast, you can't have a like he can go flat out from the start.
Right,
if his
right,
launch
right.
control is there, he can put his foot and go. I can't. I've got to nurse it. And then,
why? Otherwise, the front wheel picks up.
The front just lifts. It literally lifts. It will just throw you off.
But how do you control that? I suppose
just with your clutch, with your hand. You got
to
do it
gently. And then the throttle. Does it open?
You can't just open everything. You got to just nurse it up to a point, and then you can literally just.
You've got to squeeze the throttle. Don't pull.
It's you got it.
This
yes.
is bike talk. You won't understand what we talk.
I'm helping her with like general life. Oh, squeeze right. the throttle.
It's like a
don't
lady.
Pull.
Yeah, you know, it's really no. You know what? This you got to be gentle to get the
right.
best out of it.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Try a little tenderness.
Exactly.
Let's have some church.
I think that's why I did it. So it was good.
Yeah. You kicked.
Thanks.
You kicked
look, with the trial run, I had what two or three trial runs just. Take it out, but I had one or two like moments. But hey, it wakes you up.
Yeah, no. Has our guest ever been on a bike before? Eh?
Tepo, have you ever been on a bike?
Tepo.
Yep, I do. I
like not a bicycle,
no.
No, not a tricycle,
guys.
What do you own? A Vespa?
Something similar. Yes, I have that big boy scooter there.
You know, in the township, a scooter is a scooter.
It's a scooter.
It can be the Augusto,
it can be a
Harley Davidson, or it can be the thing that you deliver scooters pizza with.
Yeah.
The scooter.
Which I'm
the
ordering scooter. Tonight, yeah.
The scooter
well,
or the
still,
pizza?
You know, still the
yeah,
pizza.
For learners, for beginners. There's
nothing wrong, a scooter's fun. Mm-hmm. Look, this is just very fast. I was, when I saw the car go first, I thought, oh, we're going to have I actually thought the car was going to win. But the bike was impressive.
But would the chicks dig a guy on a scooter, though? Would you go for a guy on a scooter? Like, if he, like rode up next to you.
Depends
and you
he
on your super bike, and he was like, hey, what up, baby? How you doing there? Hello, my size.
I just don't like a piss pot. You know those piss pot helmets?
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
don't okay. wear that.
Oh, okay. But
that's a turn off.
Anything else is cool.
Yeah. Anything else is better. You can wear a motocross helmet on a scooter. I'll be happy. Just not a piss pot.
Okay. I don't know what a piss pot is.
It's that half face open bugs inside.
But he wants you to see his face.
No.
Yeah. And the whole Duke thing covering.
That's
the...
horrible. No.
Huh?
But why?
Marawai.
It looks cool.
Personal taste.
It looks cool. On a scooter as well.
Okay, you see, I think we're asking the wrong questions. You see, you she's saying, why are we asking Mara why? She's told us why. She told us what she wants.
This is EFF.
And then we're still asking Mara why.
We must know.
Do we want to get in or not?
We must know.
Huh?
We must know.
We're just making sure.
No, you've been told.
But Tomisho, thanks for being there today, by the way. Your support was awesome. I felt that.
I know that was aimed at me, so it wasn't really thank you for you.
Oh, really? It wasn't really thank you. It was just like... Fuck you, BC.
Yeah.
Listen, okay. Keep it clean.
He said it.
It was Justice. You met Justice the other day when BC wanted to stay in Cape Town Tomisho. Stayed in Cape Town a bit longer. He was
look,
with us.
Just because we're black doesn't mean we look the same. We're not interchangeable.
I made a quick mistake.
Okay.
Just humble. Okay, so.
She's ballot today, mana.
She really, I think she kind of was watching that parliamentary thing, but on the sly. Like in the other room. You know, so that
I was looking at a beautiful MV and a McLaren. Why on earth would I be watching?
You were looking at yesterday? That didn't happen today. This was just last night.
Oh, you see, that's how bad.
The one night we didn't have load shedding.
How?
Did you notice that we didn't have load shedding last
really?
Night? We've been having load
they
shedding the whole week.
That they would be. That much I know.
Yeah.
Did you see we're having load shedding on the 29th, 30th, and 31st?
For 3 days. That I saw.
I saw on the 29th and the 30th. I hope I'm not in town on those 3 days.
Yeah.
It's terrible. You know, especially on the 31st of February. Yeah.
It's a problem.
It kind of tells you why we have these problems with Eskom.
Yeah.
If, like, the basics of a calendar, like, February does not only goes up to 28 days and maybe 29 on a leap year.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that, how are you going to figure out hectically complicated electrical systems? You know, like remembering to schedule a maintenance every now and again.
Drops mic.
And walks away.
Who dropped it?
He didn't really drop the mic. He's just a little bit cold. The air conditioner's strong.
Yeah.
He's a tropical person. You can see this guy. He's used to sunlight. He's got enough melanin. He's got too much melanin in his skin for cold weather.
Oh, that's the stuff us white people inject to tan, hey?
And then you say you don't want to be black. Or you don't want a little bit of a black
in
you.
Well, I'm white. Yeah. So you inject melanin in anything. So
you, every now and again, you put a black prick inside of you.
And she's stretching her hands to show that, you know, she's tanning. And she's working out.
Damn, I'm good.
Yeah, no, that was way too sharp.
Is it? Okay. All right. So anyway, yeah. I've kind of run out of, because I'm just so clever. My brain is overeating. My brain is overeating. Lord, you guys talk about something.
But Bisi, what have you been up to? Because you've been so quiet. We've all done some.
Me?
Yeah. Besides Mark Barbecue's groot.
Yeah. No, that's all I'm doing. Hey, that requires a lot of time.
But actually, but, no. What do you do? What is your contribution?
So we got the challenge.
You don't have any milk in your breast.
The rack challenge.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. The rack challenge.
Arena.
Oh yeah. Can we get back to that? Because I really want to talk about you raising babies. Exactly. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah. We'll I get raise back babies. To that. What do
you
for
do?
A living.
What do you do? What is your contribution, Monabis?
What is my contribution?
Mm-hmm.
Nappies.
I've been to your house and you didn't do nothing. You didn't do a thing.
Anyway, he's asking.
Let him speak.
Can we expose this father to be, hey?
Okay, so hang on a second. You change nappies and?
Yeah. Let's expose this father to be, right?
Do you make food?
Because I make food. One day. I make the bottle. She's now on bottle and cereal. I make that. I change diapers. She sleeps by me.
That's awesome.
3 o'clock in the morning is my shift.
Oh, okay. Like when you come back from the club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come back from work, you know, you kind of, you know, the adrenaline forces you to look after your baba, because the adrenaline, all, we both made her.
The adrenaline and the biscuit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you did. Yeah. You both made her. That's very progressive. Yeah. Black,
when is
man.
The next black
More power to you, dinner. Guy.
The next black dinner is now in March.
It's There's a
the
black picnic week. On Saturday. You didn't get the invite?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I just got mine like yesterday. So maybe he's still on his way.
Where's this picnic?
Yeah.
You anyway, got there. More about the black picnic.
What's happening with the black picnic? Tell us about that. So it seems like really it's going to be really exciting.
You should have gotten your
email. I did not.
But by the way, your email has been very sporadic, very unlike you. You're not on email these days, are you? Not
I'm
as
working.
Much.
I'm visiting schools. I'm doing talks.
There's
I'm
WhatsApp,
there
yo.
We go. There
I've
we
been
go.
Doing
There's
lots WhatsApp. Of, yo. WhatsApp.
Why are you trying to burn me with Zoom?
But
yo?
I still get the emails.
Yo, man, you know, that's how we play
it
around
just takes
here. That's
once
how we do.
Week,
what?
Yeah.
Like what? This week you're not up for it?
So this
you didn't
picnic
bring
is
fighting,
about...
You didn't bring your fighting shorts this week?
So this picnic, you know, I have to be mature this week, you know.
After couldn't the be lessons mature, that we learned
AMC
yesterday.
Couldn't be mature. So somebody has to be a mature individual.
Okay.
So I decided, you know what?
Show us.
We must just have a picnic for people who want to meet people and people who want to entertain their loved ones. You know?
Oh, for Valentine's.
Yeah, well, not Valentine's, but
that's
it's just
kind of
well,
what I said,
kind
didn't
of.
I? Didn't
yeah.
I
no,
that?
You didn't.
Black
I didn't.
Valentine's
yeah. Did you hear
picnic?
Valentine's?
Tempo, did you hear Valentine's? Did you hear me say use the word Valentine's?
I just
Valentine's?
Heard picnic.
No.
Maybe I didn't have to because everybody knows tomorrow is the 14th of February, which is a Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I got an anonymous.
I guess you didn't buy anything.
Anonymous. No, for whom? Anonymous message today, by the way.
So really?
Happy Valentine's Day, and it's only tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's Friday the 13th, by the way. Yeah. So I'd be scared if I were you getting an anonymous.
Why?
On Friday the 13th, he's telling you happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You're just jealous.
I am. I want to keep you all to myself.
Okay. I just had a funny thought. Okay, Friday the 13th, it's a white guy with a handful of knives, right? Mm. Then there was that other one with Jason, and he also had a knife and whatever, right? So it's white guys killing people. And when white guys go on a killing spree, it's a horror movie. And when black guys go on a killing spree, it's a crime. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, tell it like it is, brother.
I'm just saying.
That's so cute.
I mean, nobody ever made a horror movie about what happens like daily in the East End and Soweto and Mamelodi, right? Mm. Like, if like Vosi or Danger came out, you know, with an okapi, that wouldn't be a horror movie. Mm-mm. That would be like a documentary. That would be like every day.
It's like you see this. We see this every day. You they know what must I'm saying? Write so about wrong. It, tweet about it. You know,
there's no Roy.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we got a nomination.
Yes, we did get a nomination.
24 hours.
24 hours to do what exactly?
Well,
I don't understand it.
Gareth tried to look so cool.
It was a generous.
It was higher grade.
Random acts of kindness.
Yes,
so it's called RAC.
RAC. We got a RAC.
Of course.
RAC 2015.
All right. We're on it.
So we got nominated. So did the Casper Show. So we have to do one good deed within 24 hours. film it, and then nominate somebody else.
So what are we going to do, guys, since we're discussing it live
on
radio?
Well, maybe we can ask for some ideas.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Please send us some ideas.
Absolutely, absolutely. The producer's here.
So what's your idea?
We can do it.
Yeah, what's let's go. What ideas did you have?
Did you bring your camera?
Not yet, not today.
Okay. Did you bring your seamstress? What?
We're going to have to, because today
Bob, the stylist.
Oh, the stylist.
The stylist has a gig today. But I think we could do something.
Well,
Can we let our guests
our producer.
Tumisha can go on first.
No, let's
give you the
hold
honest.
It in there first.
I'm going to hold it in. I'm going to hold it in.
Yeah. Tell us quickly.
I'm not going to forget.
You've got plenty of space to hold it in.
What idea?
In my head.
Because I love art, we should film those people at the street robot.
Yeah.
Juggle and dance for you and put it
paint
on
their
TV.
Paint their faces and...
Yes.
Yeah, because I mean,
put
it's,
it on the
it's
internet,
the arts, right?
Yes.
And put it on the internet and show the talent, because some of them work really hard.
South African talent.
They do.
Yeah. I know there's a guy, there's two guys on Leslie and William Nickel.
Yeah.
And they juggle, and there's others who dance. The guys who were the silver dancers.
By
Design Quarter. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. So
and
we can
costumes,
film that. Yeah, and their costumes.
Proudly South African.
And maybe
costume.
we can collect some real donations, not like coins or anything like that. Collect real money and say, you know what? If I was to go out to a concert or a show and I saw you guys performing, I would have paid my $50. So we've collected all the $50 from the people who would have come to your show, and here you go. Now, go do something great.
Constructive.
And how do you do that? What do you do?
I was going to say, now that one was your idea, so you go do it.
We're a team, Vilmarie.
What are you talking about?
Blondie met pink eyes.
Yeah, man. And actually, you're going to be collecting the money. Because you are going to go to the Afrikaans community and you're going to get this money. Afrikaans community and arts. Okay.
Steve Hoffman.
Say for
Ella
Escott
Steve Hoffman to Cliff Central.
Is that our rec? Is that our random act of kindness?
It would be to not beat him up.
That actually would be. Be nice to him.
He's a strong looking guy, though.
Macy.
No, but on a serious note, how do you plan to collect the actual cash, and who do you give it to?
I don't know, man. I hadn't thought that far, okay?
There's my point. Okay, but in general, not bad.
Okay, maybe we go for another one. Okay, what's your idea?
I don't have one.
Critique.
My act of kindness was giving me that awesome bike this morning.
Getting on
it
and riding
it.
Just for this. Well, I had to rush back here for the show, so I couldn't drive the car.
You should have bought it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was fun. Okay, we got to think some more about that.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes to go, so we got to play out with a track in the meantime. Well, not in the meantime, but just now. Not now, but soon. In the meantime, though, let's keep thinking. Come on, guys. I can't think for the whole team all
the
time by myself.
Because you know what? I've been visiting... I mean, I don't know if you guys have been watching Instagram and Twitter.
You and Kluby are rocking it.
Yeah, we're going to the schools. I mean, the last one we went to now was it Shangri-La. And we went Shangri-La.
That's an odd name for a school.
It is. Okay. It's a private school. It's actually really, it was very nice. We went to Rand Park High. Mm. We I saw on Carte Blanche they have all these drug issues.
I saw with the tick on the streets by the garage.
Yes.
Buying straws.
It's actually quite rough. We asked them afterwards because we had we went to the school to talk to them about career guidance. So myself and Kluby were giving them some motivation and ideas and help and, you know, pushing them in the right direction. And then afterwards, we saw the whole Carte Blanche thing. So we asked the school, listen, do they want some help?
Mm.
And I put them onto Nairi.
Yeah.
So she's going to help them now with that. Because they said, yes, please. They got a problem with drugs.
And she's good. Nairi's really good.
To help the kids.
Brilliant.
So
well done. That's our random act of kindness.
Yeah.
There you have it. So
thank you, Vilmarie. You've done the random act of kindness for all of us.
So we just have to film it. Ari, we got you. Gareth Cliff, Rina. We got this on lockdown.
I didn't quite get
it.
So hang on a second. We're going to go help kids with drug problems.
Yeah.
And we're going to help them. How are we going to get them off the drugs?
In fact, we have to help them.
Nairi's got a full...
yeah, start at home. Charity starts at home. How do you help me?
Yeah.
In fact, I need some money because right now...
Well, look...
You know, I had a perfect answer for those snide remarks, but I forgot it right now. But I'm going to come back next week. I'm going to write it down somewhere, and I'm going to come back and tell you about it. But you can help me with my addictions.
What's that? Chocolate.
No, I'm addicted to reading and being really smart.
Oh, yeah. Do you want a slap on the back or on the
I need to slow down. He says food. Okay, I love food. I'm not addicted to it. It is a bit of a problem, but it's not an addiction. But it's a mild, what do
I'm
you call it?
I'm actually surprised you didn't make a celebrity MasterChef this year, hey?
Yes,
because you would have
awesome.
Eaten all the food before it gets to the judges.
Tomisho, now here's a question. Here's a serious question.
No,
now.
BC, you're like Tomisho one of those mosquitoes. Yeah, okay.
I can see you looking at 10 places. Listen now, do you know mostly where addictions come from?
They come from an unhappy childhood.
There we go. Yes, you're
They
so
come from Pretoria.
No, this is...
yeah, most addicts come from Pretoria.
No, they don't.
That's what I heard.
No, but this is a big thing. People must take responsibility.
No, must.
Because
actually,
addictions,
thing,
this is
man.
A real serious thing.
It's not a funny thing. Yeah.
A big part of that comes from your upbringing.
Is it?
Now, kids it's at our age, your age, my age.
But you can't blame my parents for everything forever, you know? You must look in the mirror sometimes.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
you know, because yes, my parents did force me to always eat the pop first before I got to the meat.
We're not talking about
and
food
And you ended
now.
Up on pop only.
We are not talking about food.
And now,
she's on the pop diet.
It's a pop. It's like it's pop. There's nothing going on. And you're like, sometimes, you know, you're like, I'm full, but I got
to
finish my
Tomisho,
plate.
Tomisho, were you ever emotionally abused?
A little bit. A little
How?
Bit. By my older cousins. Sometimes I think by them. My dad was a little bit hard on me. And you know, the teachers at school, and I was the only black kid at school for many years.
You know,
it wasn't
now
easy
I know
for me.
You're talking nonsense.
It's true, you shit. That's
never,
some true shit.
You didn't know what abuse is.
I so do, man.
No.
I was bullied.
You know, like, because
I was, you know, I tell you a secret. I was a very pretty child. I was like really good looking. I was far better looking then than I am now. If you think I'm good looking now, I was really good looking then. So people used to like think that I was a girl, and that was very hard on me.
I still think you're a girl, buddy.
Because I was really, I was a really hard
that.
Guy.
What's that?
On that note, well, obviously you need to look in the mirror, you big-headed freak.
Thanks for the cap, buddy.
We're out of here. Goodbye.